The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host, guest, random reptoid, or chupacabra may not necessarily reflect those of AM 950 Radio, its affiliates, or its sponsors. Now, it's time to step into the unknown. There are things people experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in the corner, flickering of the lights, a disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us, share your story, share your experience, because this isn't just your story, this is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken.
And this is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every night we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, and so much more. My name is Greg Bakken, and happy Friday, everybody. We call it Casual Friday around here. Today, some may call it Good Friday. So happy Good Friday to everyone who celebrates that and the rest of the Holy Week and the rest of Easter as well. In studio, back in Eden Prairie, we have Mr. Adam in the control room. How are you doing tonight?
Hello, sir. Hello, everyone. Doing good tonight. It's the Good Friday before Easter, and my last chance to grill in the month of March in Minnesota.
Well, yes, it is. Well, I mean, not today is your last time, but Sunday
yes,
is your last.
Which is the 31st, the last day of the month, which in Minnesota, for anyone who's local or lives in the upper Midwest, the fact that I'm a Minnesotan and I have been able to grill in January and February, I can almost hit all 12 months in a row of grilling in the state of Minnesota. I am very proud.
No, it's been a good winter for grilling, and I tend my threshold, and I don't remember if you have, I think you also have a charcoal, don't you?
Yes, I do.
And so that's what I use as the charcoal. And what I tend to do is my threshold is once it dips below 20 degrees, then I'm not going to go out and grill. But if it's 20 and above, I'll go out and grill. Still, it doesn't bother me too much.
My threshold's a little bit higher up than yours. I'm more like around the freezing mark, unless the wind isn't blowing.
If and the wind is like easily can forget it.
You know, forget
that's about it. And I grill in my front yard. I mean, that's how fancy I am. Yeah.
I got a little slab of concrete next to my garage, so that's what I do right there. Stare at the neighbor, he stares back. It's weird.
Yeah, no, I understand that part, too. And you know what the worst part is? I'm an avid griller. I absolutely am all about it. And, one of my neighbors, who are very nice, and they had... I marinated some chicken wings in Italian dressing, and I put it on the grill, and I'm grilling it, and it smells really good, and I like it. And they come out, and I go, "Oh, that smells good." I'm like, "Thank you." And they're like, "Some kind of Asian thing you're doing with the wings or with your food tonight?" They didn't know it was wings. Mm-hmm. Some kind of Asian thing. Like, Asian? It's Italian dressing. Like, am I really screwing this up that much that you're just like, "Oh, yeah, nice. That's Asian. Yeah, that's some Asian food there we got there." So, no. It's and it wasn't when I told them, like, "No, it's actually Italian dressing." They weren't like, "Oh, okay. Yeah, no, got." They're like, they didn't believe me. Like, "Oh, yeah? Like, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely." We got Lisa in the comments. We got Joshua who says, "Grilling in 25 degrees, no." You learn, though. You know, you just learn. It's like
you spend enough time in the cold, you eventually get used to it, I think. And then also there's just moments where I need a burger and I don't want to grill it or fry it inside. There's a huge difference in taste. And yeah, it's like you dust off the top of the grill and the table next to the grill and you're like, "You know what? It's only going to be a half hour. I'm fine."
And honestly, those are the times, too, that you have that it's kind of like those moments of peace for yourself. Mm-hmm. when you're kind of one with the food. I mean, it sounds silly to say, but it's absolutely true. And you know, in the winter, maybe not so much. I'm one with the doorway to the outside, but I'm not one with the outside at that point. Though, like we were talking before we got on air, if it's nice enough, you know, there's no wind or anything. To me, 20 degrees is not a big deal at all.
No,
it's not. You know, I'll be out there in my shorts.
And that, not so much.
Oh yeah, I pretty much have managed shorts all year round this winter, which, you know, gets the looks. Mm-hmm. Makes me feel a little bit weird, like I just feel like people are judging me in my shorts. You know, it's just like, come on, I can wear shorts, can I? And I'll still wear a coat, but I won't wear shorts. So,
or maybe they just think you're, you know, trying to be Cousin Randy from Christmas Vacation. emptying the RV thing. You know, it's full.
I have plumbing in my house for the moment. Joshua also says he love Italian dressing on chicken. Right. Mm-hmm. Now I have a killer chimichurri recipe that is amazing on chicken, and I should post that someday. I mean, it's not some kind of like Brazilian family secret that's been passed down, and I'm not Brazilian, but really? Chimichurri is amazing. Do you like chimichurri, Adam?
I 100% honestly couldn't tell you if I've had it or not.
I'm going to post the recipe, or at least the link to the recipe, maybe on Ghost Box Radio on Facebook. I've given that out to a couple people. It's from a website. And it's just really good. I like to put it on steak, but people, you can also put it on chicken. You can put it on whatever, you can put it with eggs. I mean, it's so good. Kim says that true Minnesotans grill 12 months a year. Kind of. Yeah.
I'm getting there. This will make, you know, March will make the 12th month in a row going back to 2023. Yeah. Because we're in 24.
We are. Well done.
We're only almost 4 months in, and I'm still writing 23 on my checks. And yes, I still use checks.
Well, I mean, there's a lot wrong with that sentence, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
Gina says, if I had a grill, I'd do in freezing weather. It's not like you have to stay out watching it. Absolutely. Very much so. And then, let's see, Lisa says that, my opinion, but charcoal grilling is superior. I would agree with that. And then you also get the charcoal that you get the briquettes, or you get like the lump coal, which is really nice, but that takes a little bit of extra care to kind of get that going. So you kind of have to be, you know, you just want to make sure. And, you know, as you know, Adam, when you're grilling, it's really, when we're doing charcoal, a kettle grill, it's not in and out. There is some care that you have to put to this thing as well.
Oh, there's a lot of care, especially because I also use the little flavor bricks that you can toss in.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So I've got like a bag of cumin ones left over from the last time I grilled, which was probably, I think, around Valentine's Day was the last time I was actually out grilling. Mm. And picked these up at, I don't remember where we picked them up at, Coburn's. We picked them up at a Coburn's. And yeah, it adds so much to it. Plus, I always put cumin on my steaks to begin with. It tracks everybody around the neighborhood. My dog wouldn't leave me alone when I came inside. But man, oh man, it works. And I'm going to try it with the burgers this weekend too.
That's very nice. And yeah, I mean, I've never tried those. I tend to flavor the meat. But like if I use the Weber as a smoker, which I do on occasion, mm-hmm. you know, might put some wood in there. Danielle says, don't leave your grill. A friend burned his house down. You do have to be careful with that. Absolutely. Yeah, I've known a few people to have done that. Not personally, obviously, but, it's very scary. Gina also says that in regards to me wearing shorts all year, tell them women wear skirts in winter. That's the difference. Shorts are warmer than skirts are. So that's true. Joshua says mesquite wood fire is so yum for grilling. I'm going to be honest. I'm not a big fan of mesquite personally.
Really? Ladies and gentlemen, Greg Bakken has been kicked off this show. It is now. How do you not like mesquite?
I think it's a little too strong for me, depending on how, you know, you use it. I like applewood. Applewood is where it's at for me. Mm-hmm. You know, that's where I would tend to go. But, you know, I mean, I'd be more than welcome, Joshua, to try anything you make on, you know, mesquite wood fire. Let me know, you know, I'd love to be proven wrong, you know, and maybe it's just how I'm making stuff that makes it not taste so good. It's very possible, actually. I'd like to do that, though. And then we got another issue coming up here, even more pressing than grilling on Sunday. And that is So I went to, in Albertville, there's a restaurant called the Hen and Hog, which is very, very good. Okay. Very good food. And there's a, they smoke their meats there as well. And I had a pulled pork and it was just a sandwich, pulled pork sandwich. It was very good. And I had a bigger meal. It was around five or so, thinking, well, that's it for me for food today. But now I'm hungry. And so that means, of course, I need to go to Quick Trip afterwards, and I need to figure out what to have after the show tonight. And I shouldn't have anything. Let's just even go as far as that.
I have a blueberry muffin at home waiting on me. So because we dined high quality last night, we went to Perkins. Hey. I brought home a couple of muffins.
Hey, nothing wrong. Nothing wrong, Perkins, as far as I'm concerned. That's good stuff. And I want like meat. I want meat, and it's like it's, you know, going to be 11:30, and I'm going to see if they have, because they do that like fried chicken over there. Like the chicken strips are really good, but they have any sort of like any sort of wings. I want wings. That's what I want, Adam. I want wings.
Well, let's see. Are there any big sports ball games going on? Buffalo Wild Wings might still be open.
The closest one to me is in Elk River. I don't think I'll be going over to Elk River. I was looking to see if Pizza Hut was going to be open. I should see if Domino's is open, because sometimes they stay open later on a Friday night.
Oh yeah.
And have, you know, I can just run up and get some wings up the road from there. But as a Pizza Hut, of course, by me is closed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they like me. I think that they know they can like sense when I want to purchase their goods. And there's always something that prohibits me from using the one in St. Michael. I do not understand why. In the comments, we're getting a lot of love for Perkins, which there is nothing wrong with Perkins at all. It's some really, really good food and good prices, too.
Well, I think it's because I grew up with a Shoney's.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't heard the. I mean, they're still around, right?
In certain areas. Yeah, they are in some areas. But there was just something about Shoney's. And it's like both Perkins and Denny's are kind of B and C. To me, it's always Shoney's. That's the one that, for greasy spoon diner, all-night restaurants, Shoney's was always mine.
I don't know if I've ever actually been there. I'll tell you one that I'm not a big fan of, and it's not in Minnesota, but you'll know it, is Bob Evans.
Ugh.
It's not good food.
No,
I'm sorry.
It's not. We had one in Shelbyville where I was, the area I grew up in. And yeah, that place was packed constantly. That and the Cracker Barrel. And if I had my choice, I would do Cracker Barrel over Bob Evans.
Now, Gina says Steak and Shake for all nights. Now, we don't have Steak and Shakes here, but in my former life, when I worked at Carmichael Lynch, which is an advertising agency, Steak and Shake was one of our clients.
Mm-hmm.
And the food always looked amazing. When I was in all places, Indiana, I got some Steak and Shake, and it was really good. But a friend of mine, she was a producer at Carmichael Lynch, and she was in charge of putting the production together to shoot what, you know, you call the food footage, the beauty food footage. And a big thing about, for those who don't know, Steak and Shake are their malts. And even though a phobia of mine, as we're going to be talking about, is melted ice cream, the way that they shot those malts being made was absolutely phenomenal. Aaron and the food looks so fresh I mean, obviously that's how they're going to shoot it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It was like, yeah, I want to go there now. And we didn't have any. So I was bummed about that.
Now, I haven't had a Steak and Shake really since I lived in Illinois when I was in. I think that was the last time I had that. No, I take that back. Driving back to Minnesota from Indiana once, visiting my family, we stopped at a Steak and Shake, and I actually got food poisoning.
Oh, well, there's that too.
But that's par for the course when you're, you know, taking longer road trips. Eventually, the more you take, eventually your number will be pulled for food poisoning. It never fails.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Joshua says that I used to work for them. They bulldozed our locale one after 50 years. That's sad. I used to work for Shoney's too in Largo, Florida. Then he says Steak and Shake good, but too far. And burgers are very thin, which I'm a fan of thin burgers, to be very honest. I mean, you got to top, you know, keep adding them on top of each other, of course.
Oh, of course.
But thin burgers, and that's, I mean, when you're grilling like you are, you're not going to have thin burgers, but no. When you're frying, you can do that in or on a fry thing, like a flat top. You can definitely do that. Folks, we have a question of the week we want to get to in the next segment, and I invite you all to take part in it. The question this week, and we have a lot of responses on Facebook. You could put it into your comments here if you so wish to answer it, or you could call in. But the question is, do you have a fear or phobia that you know is irrational that nobody else shares? And for example, as I mentioned before, I have a fear of melted ice cream. I really do. So if you feel comfortable, please share yours. You can put it into the comments. You can call in at 952-946-6205. The number is 952-946-6205. We got a full show ahead of us. Let's go ahead, take our first break. When we come back, we're going to get to question of the week. We have a lot more to talk about. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And welcome back to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. My name is Greg Bach, and thank you very much for joining us on this casual Friday, heading into the weekend and it's a holiday weekend. So I hope everyone has a safe and wonderful time. And if you're with family, I hope it's an amazing weekend. These are very wonderful weekends. I love Easter weekend. And this is coming from somebody who, not to make myself sound sad and lonely, but I have really no family left apart from my sister, and we don't see each other as often as we would like to. But it is good that, you know, I have to admit, like, Good Friday is actually like my favorite like holiday. I don't know why it is. It's not really even a holiday per se. It's a religious holiday, but it's not like a national holiday. So it's just one of those things that it just kind of stuck with me, I guess, from my years of being Catholic, that there's something about today that is very, I guess, very important to me, to be very honest. We're going to be talking about the question of the week here. Once again, feel free to call in 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It doesn't have to be about the question of the week. What's on your mind? Let us know. If there's something paranormal you want to talk about, is there something that we ran this week, one of our shows this week, that you want to talk about, you want to expand upon? Let us know. That's what we're here for. It's open for anybody who wants to call in tonight with nice things to say, of course. Let's make sure we put that in there as well. The question of the week is, do you have a fear or phobia that you know is irrational that nobody else shares? For example, I have a fear of melted ice cream. If you feel comfortable, please share yours. And I think we need some disclaimers here, Adam. The first disclaimer is, we're going to go to my Facebook page. We're going to read the answers off there. I cannot vouch for the veracity of the claims that are being made. You might get some people who are kind of trying to take, you know, the Mickey out, if they say back in the UK, you know, but also it's a safe place. So no matter what comes through, we're not going to laugh about it. We're not going to make fun of anybody who has these, because I think mine is pretty odd.
Oh, you can laugh at mine. I was 32 when my phobia showed up.
Yeah, that's a shame. We'll talk about Adam's, and we can, you know, do I even have laughing sound effects? I need to get one of those in there.
You need to give me a soundboard, but no, that's
just we got Gina in the comments. I'm assuming this is what we were talking, that this is pertaining to the question of the week. The colors yellow and orange. She has a phobia of the colors yellow and orange, and I think that there's something about that, to be honest. I mean, I maybe not. Yeah, okay. So Gina's like, you can laugh at mine. That's fine. That's interesting. You know, I wonder how colors you could be, what that brings into somebody to have a phobia of them, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and there are people who won't wear certain colors because of a phobia towards colors.
Absolutely. So. No. Absolutely. Let's see here. Let's go in and read some of these from Facebook here. Elsie Ann says, sharks being even in fresh water. I've seen too many Jaws movies. I have tried to overcome this fear by getting scuba certified. I still never want to be the first person in the water. Okay. I can see that.
A thousand steps further than I've taken since seeing Jaws. We were in the Bahamas. Do you want to get in the ocean? Nope. Sharks live there.
No, I totally get it.
Sharks messed with me when I was a kid watching that movie at an inappropriate age. I totally get it.
Now, Bonnie says that, okay, we've experienced now that my fear and creepy meter is broken, but I am completely terrified of these. And what she sends over is a picture of a fish.
Oh my God.
And I wasn't sure what it was, but it's she says it's called a Mola Mola ocean sunfish. And then she says that they're just not right.
No, they need to burn.
And yeah, I'm not sure what this is, but I mean, that's, some might say that's the beauty of nature, though, isn't it? That it's, you know, everything comes in different shapes and sizes, even though they're frightening looking.
If they're frightening looking, burn them.
Let's see. Char says, my weird fear is anything that comes out of an animal. I just can't. Drool and other things. Instant gag. Yeah, well, I mean.
But yet the same thing about children until we had a kid, so.
Well, I was going to say, and you don't have a choice. It's a crash course at that stage, isn't it?
Oh, definitely.
And Gina says about the Mola Mola. She's like, aren't they ginormous too? I didn't ever know about them until about 12 hours ago, to be very honest. If that's the case, then they're even more frightening than the pictures, because they don't look that big in the picture that Bonnie sent over. But boy. If they are, forget it.
Yep.
Done. Nope. Josh, what were you going to say?
I said, nope. That's a big nope.
Joshua says, phobia of flying or plane crashing on my home. Definitely sharks. Well, you're in Florida. Well, you're probably more alligators, though. Bull sharks are no joke. These are not irrational fears, by the way, no. Joshua.
Not at all.
So,
I used to live next to the airport. That is not an irrational fear.
I mean, melted ice cream, that's an irrational fear. Planes falling on you or being in one when it, you know, drops out of the sky, that is not irrational. I am right there with you. And, you know, one of the things that I think it was, I don't know if it was Delta or maybe it was American, that when you plugged in the headphones, you could, like, kind of get into the traffic control, like you can hear what the pilot is saying to traffic control, and that just made me feel better. It's kind of like, okay, if we're ascending in the air and suddenly we are not going to make it, that at least I know, you know, it's not like, you know, there's a point, and you know, you've just mm-hmm. taken a flight, there's a point when I've always noticed that the plane is ascending, and to level off it kind of does this dip back down and go back up.
Yeah,
I know it's coming, but every single time it's like last rites need to be like put on to me, because it's just like, oh my God, here it is. This is happening. Mm-hmm. Now, please know, I don't freak out on the plane. It's just kind of a silent scream inside of me that just is like, God, please, please. But, you know, it's pretty bad, you know, and I do have a fear of flying. I'll be pretty honest. I get pretty liquored up when I go on a plane.
I personally,
and I'll burn much quicker. What?
Personally, I just close my eyes and turn the headphone volume up louder from whatever I'm listening to, and just try to relax while the plane is ascending. And then I'll open my eyes, turn the volume down, look out the window, and all that. But yeah, while it's going up, and then when it levels off, nope. I'm just kind of in my own little world.
They do everything possible to not let you have those moments to just make peace with your God, because they're, you know, they keep telling you, you buckle up, do this, do that. I mean, just leave me alone so I can kind of get my life in order here,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it's always, you know, here, this is how you, you know, blow up your life preserver. This is how you do it. It's like, I am just let me just live or die, please. I don't want to.
Yeah, don't give me a bunch. Don't give me a giant instruction manual, because I'm not going to remember it. And depending on what time of day the flight is, do not put me in the exit row. If it's a middle of the day flight, sure. If it's 4 a.m., I'm not going to be conscious enough to open the emergency exit for anyone.
Oh, sorry. You have to, even though we're on fire and in the water, we got to crawl over this man who is refusing to wake up because it's in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah.
Well, as long as we, I mean, hey, you got it. You're honest about it. That's all that matters.
I would 100% if they ask me if I'm in that room, like, no, I'll be asleep. Nobody's going to get past me. I'll move seats.
Danielle says Mola Mola can get to 10 feet long.
Yep. That's a nope.
Yeah. Enough of that.
No Mola
Mola. Mola Mola is taking up way too much airtime as far as I'm concerned here. let's see here. Carla says pregnancy. I think I'm there too, clearly. When you see parenting done well, it's like, I wish I would have had some. And then I remember like what I was like as a child, and not great. Let's see. My sister says large gatherings. Yeah, no, I'm right there too. Mm-hmm. I went out with a friend. We talked about it a couple nights ago, and I needed to take the day off from that because I just don't exert the energy like I used to.
Yep.
You know, so I'm just like, whoa, that was a lot. I'll see you guys on the weekend. You know, I don't know. This show turns you into a hermit. That's all I know.
Well, I was a hermit before this show, so we're
and now you're
I'm even worse.
What, I'm like, what are you now? I mean, sorry, I'm not saying that you're
no,
a hermit,
I'm even worse. I barely go out unless my daughter wants to go to a concert, which means I have to buy tickets, and she's only 15, so they have to have parental guidance or whatnot, even if it's an all ages show for a lot of the Twin Cities shows. So that's really the only time I get out.
Kelly says she's terrified of crickets for some stupid reason. That's her saying it, not me.
Oh.
I'm not making a judgment on her.
It's like, aren't you Kelly breaking your first rule?
This is what she wrote. Okay. Terrified of crickets for some stupid reason. All right. There we go. Molly, who, because this is on Facebook, so people were interacting, and Molly asked the question, is it the sound of them or the insects themselves? And Kelly responds, the insect itself, their sound is kind of relaxing as long as they aren't near me. I'll be honest, any bug I don't like. I just don't like them. I don't, you know, no offense to them. And I know that, you know, pretty much all of them are not going to, they don't have a death wish for me, but I don't like them. I don't want them in my house. I don't want them near me. I know that they make this planet run, but I don't want to see. You know, I'm actually a little bit better now with seeing spiders and stuff, but I don't like them. It's as simple as that. I don't like them. They don't like me. It's a mutual thing.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I don't like mosquitoes. They have no use.
Well, they're bloodsuckers.
That's why I have a bug zapper.
And Gina says the black ones aren't awful, but the weird brown ones are gross. Are we still talking about crickets? Because are there black crickets? I don't know anything about crickets. I mean, and I'm not upset that I don't know enough about crickets. I mean, they come in different colors. Okay. I mean, great. Danielle says beetles. Yeah. I mean, honestly, any of them. I mean, and June bugs are, ugh, those things are big, unnecessarily big.
Especially Ringo when it comes to beetles. He's
thank you. My mom's terrified of crickets, Joshua says. Deb Refined Divine says Dave used to have a phobia of choking on anything, even when not eating. Is this a Dave approved post, Deb? I mean, you're just airing the dirty laundry of your husband here. I do actually have that too. I mean, I think that no matter what I try to eat, I seem to start choking on it. It's like, is my throat too small? I don't know. So I'm careful what I eat. That's why it takes like 40 minutes to eat like, you know, a 6-piece of chicken McNuggets, because it's like I'm just eating super small bites. Pretty ridiculous.
You're so dainty.
I'm so dainty. That's really what it comes down to. Molly says, here's a weird one. Well, join the club. I can't handle if a door is ajar at an angle that feels like it's pointing at me. It makes me incredibly uncomfortable for no rational reason. You know what? I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, I totally get that. That's fair. Let's see. Let's see here. What else have we got here? Kim says, I don't eat green food unless it's real. I won't eat green candy or chew green gum. I do eat green beans and salad. I don't know. I think green, even though we consider it a very natural color, it's if it's like made into something, I don't think that that's very natural looking. I totally get it. You know, what bar is it in Northeast Minneapolis? I can't think of his name. Jaro's, right? Has the greenies.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was.
Oh my god. That was, you know, you can have one of those. Yep, Lisa's like Lisa's all over. Yeah, it's Jaro's. Let's go, Lisa. Let's go to Jaro's. Let's get a greenie. But you cannot. You have to make Tony Jaro's. That's what the whole name is. Thank you. You can't have more than one. Okay. Even though you're having this greenie and you're like, this is amazing. It tastes so good. It's going down very easily. You have to, like, as a group, you all have to make like a pact that you're not going to do more than one, because it comes out of nowhere. The drunkenness, the mm-hmm. sheer drunkenness comes out of nowhere. And I think Lisa definitely sums it up perfectly here. Dangerous. It's good. And Tony Jaro's is a beautiful slice of Northeast Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. I love the bars like that. So it's definitely one and done. And then you don't mix with anything either. You cannot mix. I mean, I'm giving you all a public service announcement tonight. If you don't know this already, I have learned from personal experience, and someday I'll tell you the story of how drunk I ended up getting one night in the absolute after effect of that. It was pretty embarrassing and pretty horrible. But
see, this is why we need time travel, because now with this warning, I need to go back 21 years when me and my buddy Jose Schumacher went out there, and that was an interesting night.
You went out to Tony Jaro's?
Yeah. Me and my buddy Jose, we're 22. We're in college. We decide to go hang out there. And man, oh man, that was the first time in the Twin Cities I ever had to use a cab and figure that out, because not knowing where I was, because I'd only been up here 3-4 weeks at that point. And Jose and I went out, and by the time Jose was done drinking, there was no way I was letting him drive me home.
No. And mine requires, I mean, don't get me wrong, I didn't have just a greenie. I mean, we did a bunch of stops for work. And back when Nye's was still Nye's, and we went to a lot of the Nordy's bars and ended up where Carmichael Lynch is a Cowboy Jack's next to it. So we ended up, you know, going there drinking and stuff. And, let's just say I started the process of letting go of the alcohol and drunkenness at Cowboy Jack's, and I ended up staying at a friend's house. And while we're driving to, like, we took a cab, and while we're driving to his house, I have the window open and I'm kind of doing my thing out the window. And then they had to stop at White Castle.
Oh,
they had to stop at White Castle, and I'm just sitting there dying, you know, I am dying. And I end up having to get out of the car because it's like, there's more stuff I need to do here. And they're arguing because the driver thinks that my friend Freddie ordered him food as well. He's like, why didn't you order me food as well? Like, they're arguing about this. So then after that's all settled and I do more of my stuff, we end up going back over to his house, where the rest of the night I was still doing more of that. But the next day I go back into work, because that's how it worked at the time. I don't think it works this way anymore at the agency, where the show of honor is coming back the next day, even after having a night like that. And I came back the next day and I'm still wearing the same clothes I did the day before. And I'm sitting there with people. There's an assembly, and I'm sitting there, of course, because of course that day there's an assembly where everyone gets together. And I'm sitting there and just talking to somebody, and they're like, they look at me like, oh, what's that on you? And I like, what did you spill on you? And I look down, and like on the, like the front part of my shirt, it's just vomit. So I'm really classy over here, real, a real winner, you know, real professional. Yeah.
So you like my oatmeal from this morning?
I went home. Just like, don't blame this is a non-starter. I showed up. That's all. You really can't ask anything more of me today. Why don't we do this? Let's go ahead. Let's take our next break. When we come back, we got a lot more of these to read. We got to talk about Adam's his irrational fear as well, plus anything that you have in your mind. It's a great fun conversation as we head into the weekend. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And Adam, one more thing about that night, because it's, you know, embarrassing enough already. We, like I said, we were over at Cowboy Jack's. That's how we ended the night. It was around 12:45 or something in the morning. It's a work night. And if anyone's been to Cowboy Jack's, you know that they some of them, I don't know if all of them, had a bull riding thing on it, right? And we had a friend, like I just started laughing. So we had our friend Casey with us, and he is, I think he's just over or just under 5 foot.
Okay.
And we're just like, we're so drunk. We're like, we got to get him on there, you know, just like, and we're like pushing him towards, you know, we're really, really mature. And the woman working there, she just takes one look at us, and rightly so, and she just is like, it's broken. Could you imagine? He would have been airborne if sanity did not ensue. So, yeah, that was.
But would it have been amazing?
It would have been really amazing.
That it would have been worth it.
I mean, there, you know, lawsuits and possibly prison time later. But you know, I mean, there's
as
know.
Long as you had a good time. So, don't take that as advice, people.
Yeah, no. Well, luckily that there were adults there that night that were just like, they could see bad stuff coming their way, and they're just like, nope, we don't get paid enough to have to deal with people like you. No, so
that's why you tip your bartenders well. They are the adults in the room.
Yeah, someone has to be. Once again, folks, the question of the week is, do you have a fear or phobia that you know is irrational that nobody else shares? For example, I've talked about fear of melted ice cream. If you feel comfortable, please share it. And also feel free to call in 952-946-6205. The number is 952-946-6205. If there's anything on your mind tonight that you want to talk about, going back to Facebook, and Lexi says, driving on the highway, I will take care of your ice cream problem for you. I don't think driving on the highway is all that irrational either. And I don't know, sometimes stuff like that, there is like something that causes that. Like my fear of driving in winter is caused from a bad accident. It doesn't take much for us to be like, yeah, I don't want to do this again. So I don't think that's fear. My mom had a fear of driving on the freeway as well. Don't get me wrong. You have a fear of melted ice cream, but doesn't mean I don't have it. But I just eat it very quickly. Like if you ever sit with me and I'm eating ice cream, it's just like, or I'll go like outside in the winter and eat it so it doesn't melt. Also, if you're going to be with me and you have ice cream, do not slurp. Do not slurp or you will be punched in the face. I mean, it's just as simple as that. I don't have control over that. Okay, folks, that is just how it is. I'm with somebody who we go to Dairy Queen. He'll get a Blizzard and like you got to stop that right now. Okay, you got to stop that right now. So you know, and you can tell I'm a lot of fun to hang out with. That's really showing out in this. Barbara says, "Yep, phobias of several things. One being household cleaners." Or if I'm eating in public and an employee cleans a table next to me with a chemical cleaner, I will get up and leave. The phobia started during the pandemic when everyone got carried away with stupid with bleach, Lysol, et cetera. I don't think that that's stupid. I think that that's, you know, there's many ways to look at that. And I think, you know, no matter what side you fall on that, I think that that's reasonable either way. Leanne says, and a second one for grasshoppers. She's like, I literally fear crickets or grasshoppers. It's really crazy. That's what I fear. But as a kid, I was chased by my brother with them. And to this day, I can't stand them. I love an origin story. That's a necessary. Lisa has said large statues, very large statues, like one in Minneapolis City Hall, absolutely terrified of them. Something about their eyes and lack of them. I feel like they're going to come alive. Now, if you're a Doctor Who fan, one of the biggest things in Doctor Who since it came back is the Weeping Angels, which are all statues. And the belief is, as if someone is watching them, somebody around is watching them, not like purposely watching them, but know that they're there, they don't come alive. But the moment that there's nobody watching, they come alive and they come after the next person that is nearby and will kind of steal them and send them back in time. So there is that, which I think are really cool, actually. I think those are really neat. Let's see here, Joshua, same with driving. You know, it's good to know, like, these things are, they are important. And like, I can see why they are. And I remember one time my mom got on the freeway. She just, like, she accidentally got on the freeway and she started driving. She did fine. She didn't freak out. But because she had kind of planted that in us that she doesn't like it, we were all kind of freaking out. Like, oh my God, what's going to happen? You know, we're doomed. And she was fine with it. Refined Divine says, by the way, she's going to be back with us April 10th for our next one question reading. So mark your calendar for that. Refined Divine says, my grandma is deathly afraid of driving or riding in a vehicle over any bridge. Well,
I had an aunt like that too, but they had just crossed literally 15 minutes before the Silver Bridge fell. And, you know, the Silver Bridge is the origin of the American Mothman.
That's right.
Yeah. My family had just gone over that bridge like 15 minutes before it fell when they were driving back to Indiana from West Virginia.
I went over the I-35W bridge about a few minutes before it fell. Ugh. And, you know, because I was going to Dinkytown.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just one of those. And, you know, during, as you can see in the aftermath, there is a lot of you know, it was rush hour.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it's just incredible. Lisa also says, she's also frogs. I locked myself in a car after my brother chased me with one. My kids found out about this fear and they will chase me too. Wow.
The more and more I hear some of these, I'm glad I was an only child.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, no, and I never chased my sister. My sister is older. First of all, my sister's older and stronger. So, you know, you don't chase her. She will destroy me. She's very athletic and I'm this. So, before we run out of time, Adam, what's yours?
All right. My phobia developed when I was 32 because I used to watch.
Nice young age.
Yeah. Nice young age. I used to watch a TV show that was on called Fringe, and episode 21 of season 4 is called Brave New World. And it opens with a bunch of people in an office building riding up and down escalators. Well, the people who are using the handrails on the escalators as they get off and start walking begin to spontaneously combust because of little micro robots that the villain David Robert Jones had placed in the escalator. And that is technology that is at our fingertips, which means people at some point can do this. So if you know me, you know for the last 11 years, I have not used the handrails on escalators at all. From that moment on, no more. I'll still yell at the kids riding by themselves on the escalator like I'm in the movie Mallrats, but I will not use the handrails on an escalator after seeing that opening scene to that episode. It scares me.
Well, you know, and I'll be that person that will ride an escalator together and I'll show you like, oh, look how dumb you are. Then I'll like spontaneously combust. You know, I will be the one that will be the first one to do it.
And I will be the first person to start yelling, told you so, and point and laugh.
Right. Right. And not even extinguish me. So, yeah. Now we're getting a lot of laughing faces in the comments, and I'm sure it has nothing to do with your story.
But it's 100% true. It is 100% true. I will not use the handrail on an escalator.
No.
And for the longest time, I wouldn't use the handrail for any public steps because of that. But I kind of got over that one trying to go down the steps of a parking garage in Minneapolis one night.
Oh,
it was a little dicey.
Sure. Yeah. No. Yeah. No. It's the interesting thing about this. Now, someone David over on the Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken Facebook page, he said he has a deathly fear of butterflies. So, which, you know, it's. I mean, we were talking before the show about this one. It's like not totally inaccurate because it's like they're beautiful, but I don't want them near me either. And like you said, that they kind of can like can conglomerate and kind of like be everywhere.
Oh yeah,
like if they're everywhere. They could be everywhere and literally in your face and in your mouth and everything like that.
Yeah, tied up in your hair and it can get kind of nasty. And the undersides of them are gross looking.
I've never looked at one close enough, but I believe it. I absolutely believe it. Joshua says, too funny. I actually have a fear of escalators in general. I know people who don't know how to get on escalators.
I've seen plenty of them, yes.
And I mean, I get it. And I mean, I can see that. So do you ever have problems? Like getting on one going up does not seem to be an issue. But getting on one that's going down, you kind of have to have a little bit of a kind of a balance thing. How does that work for you?
I balance really well for a fat man. But no, I just wait for that step to go and I take the one step on the next flat one, move the next foot over and I'm down.
Okay.
It's a timing thing.
It is very much a timing thing.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how many people don't have timing. Like they don't have an internal clock to them.
No, I love watching people trip trying to get on an escalator, even using the handrails. Like,
wow, you're a monster. Look at you. I love watching people trip.
Okay. Oh, I can be, especially if they're the ones who like jump right in front of you. They see you are about to get on that escalator and then they jump in, cut in right in front of you. And then they trip. That's when I find it funny.
Yeah. Yeah, it's do you like go to karma. Hospices and laugh too, or what?
No. But I go to Weight Watchers and eat candy bars outside of the front window. Not a lie, I did that when I was a teenager.
What a! Well, I think we're learning a little bit more about you. I think we're learning a little bit more about both of us tonight, actually. And I don't know if either of us are being painted in the best light.
Oh, I'm a jerk. I will.
We're both just like. I don't know about that. Don says, try a stroller. I don't know. I mean, I could barely take care of myself, first of all, but let alone a child on something like that. You know, oh gosh. And you see so many videos of those people who, not with strollers, but like with like grocery shopping carts that they think they can go down an escalator. Mm. And it's just like, it never ends well for them, does it?
Nope. So
never ends well.
With the daughter, it was always use the elevator or take her out, fold the thing up. One of us carry her, usually Danny. Me carry the stroller along with everything else we had purchased at the mall.
Absolutely. Unbelievable. Now, if you like these questions of the week and you have some that you want to share, let me know and we'll incorporate them through the weeks. Now, as we wrap up the week, don't forget, on Monday, we're going to have on Todd Askew. We're going to be talking about the Bell Witch Cave, which is a great haunted location. You'll learn more about that. And please make sure to visit ghostboxradio.com to find past episodes of our radio shows and like us over on Facebook at Ghostbox Radio with Greg Bakken. Also, send any comments or feedback to comments at ghostboxradio.com. Don't forget to check out the Best of Ghostbox Radio, airing Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 4 p.m. on AM 950. And then finally, whether you are chasing spirits or just drinking them tonight, please be very careful out there. And we're going to see you Monday as we talk about all things about the Bell Witch Cave with Todd Askew. Everyone, have a great weekend and take care. I don't want to play.